Many of you may remember our theme last year during Lent. We talked about doing something, right? We spent the season of Lent drawing ourselves closer to God by realizing that God calls us to love one another. We sang about our frustrations with the grief and the pain in this world and discovered that when we complain to God to do something about that grief, the answer that we receive in return is that God has done something, right? God has created us, empowered us to go out and address those issues that are going around in the world by shining God's light upon them. That was our start, so to speak, to realize that God has created us to go out and serve God's children, to example and model God's grace, mercy, forgiveness, and love. It's often easy to see that modeled in giant towers of mac and cheese, in large numbers of donations and food collected to be given. But knowing that we've been empowered to do something about the problems, we also know that it takes more than just something. It takes more than just one singular act of goodness. And it takes even more than just actually doing something. It takes faith. A trust in God to know that God will provide. That God will carry us through in all of our actions when we do them in God's name. When we put God's love at the center. But sadly, there are so many opportunities that are passed over on a regular basis because we aren't always confident enough in our faith to allow God to work through us. For example, a few months ago, I was in line at the grocery store, and there was a gentleman in line behind me, and the cashier was having some difficulty with someone in front of us. Needless to say, it took a while, about 20 minutes, actually. But long enough that I learned this man's name, that he was struggling in life with some various things, where he worked, but that he also had a pretty positive perspective on all that he was dealing with. We talked long enough that if I had been willing to, I could have shared with him a piece of God's love. Not because he particularly needed it per se, but because he was obviously struggling in life. I could have taken the opportunity to simply say, I'll keep you in my prayers. As simple as that. But I didn't. I was selfish and afraid. Afraid of offending. Afraid of causing some in-depth religious conversation at 9 o'clock at night that I wasn't really ready for. Needless to say, I was a little faithless in my approach to this stranger. Loving God by loving others requires a sense of faith. Now, this whole thing might seem a little too simple or trite, but on the flip side, when we do open ourselves up and trust in God's presence, when we give back and trust in what God can do through us, we witness God's amazing power shine through. I have heard countless stories from people who have been standing in line, and someone turns and says something to them that helps them see God in the situation. Our gospel lesson today sort of reflects that kind of beautiful faith that we often lack. Jesus is teaching in the temple, telling those to beware of those who look like they are doing the right things, right? Those who were deemed wealthy had gone up and comfortably put into the treasury what they could give. But the poor widow gave all that she had. I can just imagine seeing folks walk up with their heads and their shoulders held high as they put in their elusively generous monetary gift into the treasury, right? And then this poor widow comes up, almost as if she's sneaking, because she might even be embarrassed by the small amount that she's giving, as if she doesn't want to be seen. She drops her coins in and walks away. She gave all that she could, all that she had, because she believed in God's presence in her life. She gave out of faith, not out of abundance, but out of faith. She gave with God at the center of her action. Sadly, Christians in general often fall into the category of those to beware of. And I think we could probably admit that we have all fallen into that trap, right? We claim ourselves as good because we come to church, or we do a good deed now and then. But when challenged to love our neighbors, or when challenged to serve in ways that make us uncomfortable, or in a way that might be difficult, we're not always as eager to trust in God. We struggle to exhibit the faith needed to follow God's calling. But fortunately, we have a God who doesn't back down. We have a God who, despite our own failings, still loves us, still gives us another chance over and over repeatedly, still takes what we can do and what we're willing to do and makes great things come of it. In a nutshell, that's sort of our challenge this year for Lent, to think about how God is calling us and finding the faith to answer. Trusting in God's grace and mercy and power, trusting that in everything that we do, God will make beautiful grace, beautiful love come out of it. Trusting that if we do everything in God's name, even our simplest actions, the mundane patterns of our daily behaviors, if we do those with God in our heart, with God's purpose and intent in our hearts, then God will make greater things come of it. God will make the most of the littlest that we can give and make the most out of us. Sometimes that begins with simply being grateful for those mundane things, even being grateful for those inconvenient moments, like standing in the grocery store in a line for 20 minutes at 9 o'clock at night. But if we let it, God can use us to make great moments come out of it. If we give ourselves over to God and allow God to use us, will something like a simple conversation change the world? Will that widow's penny build the entire treasury? No. It won't change the world in one action, but it will certainly spread God's love. It will shine God's light, and that changes the world. Don't just do something with God's word. Do everything that you do with God's glory and grace and love committed at the center. Amen.